101.5. And now, live from the Rowe Auto Group Westbrook Auburn Studios, it's Ray Richardson on WLOB 100.5 FM.
People say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that. Many times that we loved and we've shared love and made love, it doesn't seem to me like it's enough. It's just not enough, baby. It's just not enough.
Oh, baby.
Oh, baby.
My darling, I can't get enough of your love, baby. It's like the more you give, the more I want. And baby, that's no lie. Oh no, baby. Tell me, what can I say? What am I gonna do? How should I feel when everything is you? What kind of love is this that you're giving me?
So David Jones says, every song I play with a meaning. Thais walked in here. And the only music I could come up with is Barry White with the food she just brought in. Wow! It is 9:36. You're listening to 100.5 FM. Good morning. I'm Ray Richardson. Thanks for joining us. Very much appreciate it. I know the last conversation was pretty vigorous, but we're going to slow it down a little bit here with a little Barry White and some food. State Representative Josh Morris has just taken a sip of coffee. Are you okay?
I'm very well.
Your ears look like they're wiggling right now. We can see them.
Yes. You always can see them. There's nothing to cover.
Bernie Dukes, what do you say?
My mouth is full.
All right, Thais, you're back with your husband, Adam, and you have brought a friend with you. Who did you bring?
Our good friend, Andy Arsnout. He's the one who actually was talking you up to me for a long time.
Wow.
So, yeah,
and you listened to him?
Of course. He was really looking forward to meeting you, so we figured, why not? Let's bring him in and make some introductions.
Why don't you and Vern, Andy, share that mic there, because I think that'll be easier to do. Adam, how are you?
I'm fine. Sorry about yourself.
You got on a Cold River ski cap.
Where I used to work at.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Oh, you didn't. So when you weren't baking bread in Afghanistan and serving the country in uniform, you worked at Cold River.
Yep, worked here the first 2 years. We moved up here. There's a distiller there.
Yeah, they're good people. Good people. Yeah, we. In fact, we have. Is it bottle number 29, DD? I think it is. They brought it in as a gift, but it's the 29th bottle they ever produced. Wow. Which is pretty good. So, yeah. Yeah, one of the privileges of the job is sometimes people bring us keepsakes, which are a lot of fun. Hey, guys, we're not going to take calls in this segment because we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 people in the house. So we're not going to take any calls. Sorry about that. So I just tried your macaroons. Pull that mic real close. We want to hear every word you have to say. Mm. Wow. I'd had the strawberry and I had the maple. And I wasn't going to do it, but, I mean, she's a temptress, isn't she, Adam? Tell us the truth. Come on, you can tell us. Nobody's actually listening. You can say it.
No, not at all.
She's not a temptress? What the heck was that? I actually broke my diet.
It was just a sample that we promised to bring you. That's all that was. We wanted to keep our promise.
Didn't want
to
break.
So Josh and Vern aren't talking because they're eating.
That's right. That's excellent.
All right, so remind everybody who you are and where you're from and what you're doing.
Thais, I own Athena's Cantina in Freeport alongside with my husband, my partner. We just opened up Oasis Dessert Bar about 3 weeks ago. Has been going really well. We're really excited for it.
Something new. That kind of stuff, I bet.
We sold out the first 2 weekends, which was great. And we're just working on making more amazing desserts and amazing experiences at the restaurant and our dessert bar right now.
Yeah. And not only is it a great and wonderful small business, but your husband is a veteran, your son is a veteran. Yeah. And so it's not just about this, but it's about these are wonderful, patriotic people.
Yeah. And, I mean, it's a full-on family business. It has been for a while. We're actually celebrating our fifth year. February 22nd is our anniversary.
George Washington's birthday.
Athena's Cantina.
Wait, so about really that. Wait a minute. You got your kids to work for you?
No. So my son was in the military. He just got back home, and he's been helping us a lot with the kids while Adam and I are the two main people in the restaurant right now.
Okay. Because
we have no staff. We
it's
just
like
started
twisting
to hire
my kid's arm just to get him to, you know, come have breakfast sometimes.
Mm-hmm. So Adam learned his baking skills in Afghanistan, making bread at an Afghanistan bakery for the unit that he served in.
Right on. Well, where are you when I needed a baker? Oh, I'm working at her.
Yeah.
See?
I'm a cook, butcher, and baker. That's what I do.
Yeah. Nice.
But he's not a candlestick maker.
Not a candlestick maker?
No. I ask him.
Yeah.
So we talked about this before. You guys are starting a new entity at a time when restaurants are closing everywhere. Since you were last here, several more very prominent restaurants in this greater Portland region, of which I include Freeport in that, have closed up, and yet you went ahead anyhow.
Yeah.
Come real close, because that mic's pull it to you so we can hear it. Just remind everybody why you have the confidence to do this.
Well, we opened 3 weeks before COVID. It's something that Adam and I always wanted to do, take our baking skills, our food skills, and make people happy. And when we opened, it was very stressful when we were told that we had to close, but we put so much heart and soul into it that there was nothing that was going to keep us down from continuing on and continue to grow and change. And we're really happy because we have Athena's Cantina, our food truck park, our food truck, and now Oasis. We just feel that things are coming back around, and we're not ready to give up, and we're not ready to walk away from it. Watching other restaurants, amazing restaurants, close down is really hard. So we want to be able to keep going to show people that just hang in there, you know, and it's a difficult industry to be in right now, but for us, it's so worth it because we feel that it brings people together through food and enjoyment, and we just love the look in our customers' faces when they walk out of there. It's this look of satisfaction and love for what they just experienced, and we wanted to offer a different opportunity of that, of dining in the restaurant and walking right over and stepping into a whole different business right next door that offers that finishing touch to it, you know?
So, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's great.
So it's important to just kind of stay strong and during this time for restaurants. And we're just kind of, we feel like 3 years was kind of taken away, and we're ready to see what the next 20, 30, 40, whatever comes our way.
Well, and the fact that you do it together, that really helps that circumstance, because you know that the person you're relying on has your back at all times.
Exactly.
Not just at work, but also at home.
Yep.
And then this guy is a patriot, and you know he doesn't back down from anything.
Nope.
So I know you're humble. All veterans are humble, but you know what? You did something I didn't do. You defended freedom where freedom needed to be defended. And now you're back home being an entrepreneur, and that's admirable, and it should be celebrated.
Oh, no, I don't do anything for accolades. I do it just for our family. That's
right.
All.
Absolutely.
Well, I would second everything you said there, Ray, as you know.
Yeah,
I think anyone who, again, serves their country and then wants to come home and start a business and serve their community that way, it's admirable.
But see, this is one of the things that I talk about. Our state, like people like us, they don't care about us, right? But we're the ones who are keeping things going. We're the ones that are giving this state, you know, part of its beauty. You know, one of the great things about Maine is, like, and I hear this from people all the time, like the number of people that came up this weekend from Massachusetts that were in my restaurant, I was shocked.
Yeah.
Like, people are just coming up to visit. You know, they're driving through or whatever. There are a lot of people that come up you know, on the weekends just to do a weekend jog.
Right, of course.
Right, and they just drive through and they stop. Hey, we'll stop in here.
And one of the places they stop is Freeport.
Right.
Yeah. Which, as you guys know, because you guys have known me, well, you've known me forever. Yeah. If we didn't live in Westbrook, we would live in Freeport. We love Freeport. We go up there, have forever for 4th of July. And so, Andy, what is your role in all of this? What mischief have you made that made you part of this?
Well, because she was, you know, I've been sort of backing her since she got into business there, you know. I live just down the street from her, right on Route 1, so.
So how do you stay so slim eating all that good food?
I just go in for dessert and a drink.
I have to say, though, he is good one of my best customers. Andy is there every Friday, Saturday, like clockwork, constantly there supporting us and
just. You know, and when she was first out, you know, sort of helping her through some stuff at the town, you know, getting the permits and stuff like that. I'm on the planning board in Freeport and some other stuff, so I sort of...
Never hurts to have a friend in government, right?
No, it doesn't.
Help her walk through some of the permitting process, and if she has trouble, I told her, if you have trouble at the town hall, I'll go with you, so...
Yeah, but I don't roll over and just skip.
Yeah, you didn't, from the first time we met, you never struck me as someone who would roll over, and we know he doesn't roll over.
Well,
so
especially when
good.
You have people behind you trying to help you succeed, it's hard to do that. It's hard to back down. It's hard to just give up. You just got to keep going. And honestly, it's people are taking their time to support you and vouch for you. So that's the best gift that we can give, is to continue to succeed in the best way that we know how.
I agree completely. And so, do you listen to the station?
Oh, every day.
So you know how much we love Freeport.
I do. Yeah. I do.
So
I
this
do.
Is a great fit for us.
That's why. Well, I heard you, because I turn the radio on in the morning, you're on, it comes on and you're on, and the national anthem of Whitney Houston singing whatever, you know.
Well, so you start early.
Oh, I do. So that's how I wake up, you know. I leave the radio on at night, and 6 o'clock I hear the music come on, and
there we go.
And I usually listen till 9 or 10. I work for myself. I work at home, so I can leave the
radio.
What
do you do?
Got a small business where I do commercial stitching, so cushions, all boat related stuff. Make harpsichord covers. Any
really?
Kind of, yep.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yep. Harpsichords, forte pianos, boat tops, cushions, leather fire buckets. You know what a fire bucket is?
So if I needed a 1,400 foot long tent, could you stitch that?
Nope. too big for me. Small stuff. You know?
I've got a big festival that I want to put on, and I need a 1,400-foot tent.
Well, Beans has got one. They might be done within a year or so.
Oh, that's a good idea. Oh. I don't want to own it because I have no place to store it, but I would need it for the festival. So, well, we'll talk. We'll talk. How's that?
I'm sure they'll rent it out for you for a good price.
Why not? What the heck, right? Actually, ooh, that's an idea. We could put that festival on in Freeport under that tent and get them to put the flaps up. It still has an outdoor element. Yeah, that's actually...
Oh, I think they got it full of clothes right now.
Yeah, I know they do. Yeah, oh, yeah. No, we,
yeah, they're there for, what,
we
the
come up to Freeport. Yeah, we...
two
oh,
years.
Is it 2 years? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I want to do it this... anyhow, but we go up to Freeport all the time. And when family comes up from Florida, we have what we call the pilgrimage up to Ella Bean, of course.
Can do it at our food truck park.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, that's how we knew you but didn't know you.
Yeah.
Which is because your food truck was at Ella Bean, so...
Yeah.
So you've started the new dessert thing. Explain to people how all that works.
So it's going well. We initially had, we were trying to partner with a good friend of ours to do the desserts for us, but supply and demand, you know, we couldn't guarantee that we were going to get as much as we wanted. Our first tasting event, we sold through 80 desserts, gone. So he couldn't keep up with us.
That's a good
day. We need it. Very good. So I took on an extra adventure, which wasn't a plan to make it myself, all of it. But now we took some time, worked it through, and we're perfecting the look of it now. We perfected the flavors and the taste, and now it's all about the look of it. People love it. They love coming in there and just seeing the time and effort put into something that's not only beautiful, but tastes amazing.
Well, I can vouch for that on your macaroons. I had two of them. I broke my diet and had two of them because you brought them in.
Don't forget the triple chocolate mousse cube.
Ooh.
So,
I am not forgetting that.
That's right there.
I think we need some candlelight and Barry, Barry White music for that.
So if you want to share everybody, you can boom, 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 cut it in half. But this one has been a crowd favorite. We've been selling out of this fast.
You got a couple of big events coming up here. Your fifth year anniversary, the Ice Bar. Tell us about all of that. Come a little closer. I want to hear
it. So we won our first award at Flavors of Freeport in 2020, right before we opened the cantina. We won another award in 2023. So this is really exciting for us. We've been doing it for the past 5 years. I mean, obviously COVID was gone for 2 years. They didn't do it. But we have, we're starting Taco Tuesday. So February month is a whole celebration for us. We're bringing back our Taco Tuesday karaoke with our good friend Stormin Norman. He's coming back after 6 months. And February 15th, we're partnering with Chilton Furniture to do our food truck, purchasing your food outside and then enjoying their showroom, dining inside. And then the 21st is Flavors of Freeport, which is a huge deal for us. We closed those 2 days and just enjoy the festivities. So Visit Freeport has done an amazing job putting it all together, and it is a very...
All right, time out. Andy, you're on the town planning board.
Yeah.
So you have some juice in Freeport, right?
No.
No juice? You're on the town planning board.
Yeah, but we just arrange the zoning.
So
that's all we do.
Do you know people?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So what would it take for a guy like me to be one of the judges?
Mm. Yes. I asked about that. You'd have to talk to her. She's got the juice on that.
That would be so good.
She's got the juice on
that. I would break my diet for that.
We talked about that, actually. I discussed it with Kelly and Margaret, the two amazing women who run it.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of a conflict, obviously, because we come in, so they just, it's... It's not a conflict.
Yeah. I can be objective.
I know, and that's what I said, but I did put it out there.
Vern will judge.
Yeah, Vern lost the barbecue contest when Ray was a judge.
I don't think they have.
And Vern has been one of my dearest friends since 1989, and he still lost.
I don't think that they have put together the judges yet, so I'd reach out to Kelly or Margaret and see if
we can
get in there.
I'd love to be a judge. Think about all the free publicity they could get for me being a judge. I mean, you know, you got to think about it like that.
Yeah.
Anyhow, so you're also doing the Ice Bar. When is that?
Yes, so Flavors of Freeport, we're going to be serving savory dishes and highlighting Oasis dessert. So we're going we're hoping at least one win this year. And then Sunday is the Motor Booty Ice Bar.
Right.
We are also serving sample desserts in there. Adam and I are going to take that night to get dressed up and join the funky town and rock it out.
Link Skywalker Jr. listens every morning. He does, from the planet Funktar. In fact, he's probably...
So we're super psyched about get dressed up and enjoy the evening. But we will have our 5-year anniversary brunch, which will be from 11 to 3 on the 22nd. Pairing it up with $5 mimosas and margaritas and...
So you have a full liquor license.
We have a full liquor
license. So when you have Taco Tuesday karaoke, that will actually be fun because tacos and margaritas and music. Yep. Yeah, that's good.
Mm-hmm. So
Didi, are you writing
really
all this down?
I'm trying.
So the 22nd is the big day for us, and we didn't want to be fully closed, but we wanted to offer something to our customers and to that opportunity to celebrate such a huge milestone for us and then enjoy the night with friends and support Motor Booty.
Adam, you haven't said much.
Oh, she has all the dates in her head. I just know when to come in and cook.
So in other words, you have a happy marriage. You do what you're told.
Yes.
Well done.
I do too.
Well done. Well done, sir. Well done. All right, so who is it I have to bribe? What are the judges? Who are the people that run this thing that I have to bribe?
So I would contact Kelly or Margaret from Visit
Burn has gotten sugar drunk over here. He's dropping stuff.
I was checking the dates. And I'm like,
Kelly or Margaret?
I don't think you have much bribing to do. I mean, free advertisement for them would
be amazing. I mean, think
about
that. You know, hey, guys, come up. I'm going to judge the food. I'll bring my beautiful wife, Didi, which is always the biggest draw.
Yeah.
So, you know, why not? We got to grab a break here. We will be right back. What a crew we have in the house.
We fix people by fixing their car. I like being part of that.
It's a great feeling knowing that you've done something that looks good and you know the customer is going to be happy with.
We're doing great. I love my job. I love what I do and all my coworkers.
All the women that work here are